Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did I ever tell you about the last office job I had?
No, tell us about it.
45 minutes. 45 minutes. I got this job and I was like, okay. I sit down and I'm at a little cubicle. And I swear I'm working for hours. I look up and I'm just like, oh my gosh. I can't do this.
I got a lot of stuff done already.
So I get up. It's 45 minutes in. And I go like this. And I start to walk, right? I don't even have a plan. I'm just walking. And I see the back door. And then somebody says, oh, hey, blah, blah, blah. I go, oh, I'm just going to the bathroom. And there's a bathroom here. And the back door was open. And I looked at both. I walked out the back door. But then there's a bay of windows. So I'm army crawling underneath the bay of windows.
Dedication.
I pop up, go to my car, I was gone. 45 minutes. I can't do it. Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, we are doing Bar Life with Ashton. We went a little long last episode, so we're breaking it up into two parts. But first, the intro.
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play. I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay.
Let's get into reason. We did a show, a couple shows. One was 10 reasons why being a server, you know.
Yeah.
Why 10 reasons to be a server.
Exactly.
I think it was 8 reasons why being a server sucks.
Yeah.
Let's do 3 and 3 for the bartenders out there. Well, for the people.
And if you have more, we can add on, but we'll start with 3 and 3.
Why it's good? Want to start with why it's good?
Yeah, let's start with the positive.
Well, positive. I mean, you got to like what you do. I love going in there making drinks. I do have fun with it. So that's a positive for me.
So fun.
Fun. Like fun, I have fun.
Social. It's very social.
Yes.
Okay.
Very social. I mean, it's always fun to experiment with new things, learn new drinks, create new drinks, make drinks for people and they like it. Like, I mean, I like that. I know some people just do it for the money and that's why they're only in it probably for the 2 years time. That yeah. they are. I've been doing this now since I turned 21. I'm 33. So I've been doing this, you know, for over 10 years now. Oh, bartending. Wow. Yeah. Nice. So, I mean, like I enjoy it. I mean, I left and I came back because I'm that crazy, you know? I was too bored doing the office job. I'm like, I have to go shake martinis. Like, I can't help it.
But there's a great deal of people, very few of us who have done it for that long, have done it without a break. Because you give into the pressure of what else are you going to do, or what are you going to do in your real life and this and that, and you're like, all right, let me go delve into something else.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
I think that, and I count my money. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm just going to keep on doing this, right? Am I right? Am I wrong? Like,
no, you're right.
Yeah.
You don't say nothing.
That's number two, money.
The money's great. Actually, we're fortunate where we work that we're one of the few restaurants that still gets cash every night.
Yeah.
We are. I mean. Knock on that wood right there. I might have just like don't
put that in the universe again.
I know.
I'm gonna start paying you by check. It's like everybody's leaving.
Mass exodus.
I know.
But like that is so like it is fun, you know, like go home, you have your cash no matter what, you don't have to wait for it. It's you know, pretty much not guaranteed, but guaranteed. You're gonna make money.
No, the average is the guarantee.
Oh, yeah.
Day by day, you can make nothing. You can make something. You can make good. You can make bad. But the average.
Yeah.
And we have a few people that really sweat.
Oh man. The
every day. And you just got to ignore them. It's like you've been doing this long enough to know not to sweat the day.
Yeah.
Or maybe even if you had two bad days. Because guess what?
The week, the month, it always balances each other out. You're going to have a good shift. You're going to have that shift that just balances you out your whole week in one shot. Okay. It comes. It's natural. Especially if you have the patience and you have the wherewithal to understand what the business is, it will always bounce back.
Always.
Yeah.
Even if, man, like, you're bringing everybody down.
Yeah.
Just stop it.
Well, that's why you're not making any money, because you already have a negative attitude.
100% though. 100%. Just putting that into existence, like we just said, just giving it to the universe, it's going to end up being bad.
Yeah. You know, we have the money, we have the fun social aspect of it. What's another good reason to be a bartender?
I mean, I know the hours sound weird, but I love, like, having the mornings off and then being able to, you know, go in. I mean, I'm a night person.
Okay.
You know?
So I have a question. So one of our biggest reasons as servers, because there's more of us than you guys, was the flexibility of scheduling, being able to vacation, stuff like that.
That too.
Do you still, I mean, because I know it's a smaller group at the bar, so is it the same? Is it harder to take time off, or is it just as easy as what we go through? I just want to know.
I think it's easier for me. Like, I'm fortunate with the people I work with, mm-hmm. like the other two that I work with. Mm-hmm. Stop it, Marlon. The other two I work with, like we've actually, like, gotten closer mm-hmm. since certain things have happened that, you know, we don't bother each other. We're just like, hey, guess what? I'm going to take this off. We're like, okay, I'll cover you. I got you. Like, we're very, I don't think you could walk up to certain servers in that building and be like, hey, I'm going to go away this. Can you take my shift? Majority of them would probably say, go screw off, you know, like, no, that's my day off. I don't want to do it. Like, we're us, like, we'll sacrifice, and we have that little.
Well, because it's less of you, so you have to make that sacrifice. Yeah.
So for us, what we have to do is ask the right person.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You have to actually, we can just put into existence, and the three of us will make a schedule together.
Yeah.
I don't care if I have to work three doubles when
that person's gone, because then you know they got your back when they get back.
Exactly.
For us, there are a group of servers that their schedule isn't very flexible. I'm one of them. And there's a group that will work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking, they'll take their full and yours and some of his too. And then there's some ones that can work, cannot work, maybe want to work, maybe not want to work. You got to catch them at the right time. And, you know, what's your, when you want to get something covered by another server, what is your go-to move? Do you?
I negotiate. Like, you know, you just kind of, I don't know. Because, like, I'm kind of like you, where my schedule is limited. But I don't mind giving favors back as long as it's within my realm. Like, if I have the ability to do it, I will help somebody. Now, but if I can't, when my time is off, I'm off.
Yeah.
But when I am working, like, if I'm only working a single and I have the ability to work a double, I'll pick up that double for them, or I'll come in a little earlier or I'll close. So I can navigate that way. Like, hey, so you're not that stressed. I'll close for you tonight because I'm there already.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can come in, you know, and I'll even come in a little earlier for you the next day. And that's how I kind of negotiate now. Before I was more open. So
true.
I think I have favors in the pipeline for years.
Yeah, because you worked a lot.
Yeah.
You worked a lot. This is the least I've seen you work ever.
And forever, yeah.
I mean, you work, you know.
I still work, amount, but not as much.
Used to work a lot.
A lot.
I used to be like, man, Danny, you're crazy. He was a double guy. He used to double.
Oh, man.
Double.
Yeah. I could work. And then, I used to be able to work a lot. And I didn't mind that, you know, before when it was only lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
We added breakfast at my job, and that took that wind out of my sails completely.
I played that game before.
Because I can do a 10:30 till, I can work from 10:30 to midnight. I can't work from 7:30 till, it hurts me by 5 o'clock, okay? Yeah. I'm hurting.
I know.
You know, so I think it's just the way our bodies are built. It's just more of, if I can sleep in till 10, I'm good, because I'm that night person anyways.
Yeah.
I can ride that wave all the way through and then finish up a shift. When you add that extra dimension, it's like, ooh. So now I'll do something like let's say if it's they want me to like work a morning, I'm like, no, well, if you show up for the morning, I'll come in right at lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there at 11 and I got you. You know what I mean? I'll work that straight through to the end
because
I know I can do it. You know what I mean? But yeah, the breakfast hurt me. So it takes away some of my negotiation powers too.
True. For me, getting some a shift covered, it depends. If I'm picking up a shift, I think you have more success doing it at the last minute.
Yeah.
You know, you call them that day, you know, mm-hmm. when plans are starting to come up with their friends.
Yeah, then they're good. Because they always tell you no in the beginning of the week.
Yeah, at the beginning, a few days beforehand, everybody's idealistic.
They're counting their money. Yeah.
They're counting their money. But then that day when they're faced with a day off.
And they've already made some money and they're tired or whatever.
Yes, that's when you get them. But when you want to give up a shift, earliest as possible.
Oh, no, yeah. You got earliest as possible.
You want to announce that this is up for sale.
Yeah.
Any takers.
Any takers.
Yes.
Because this way you have more options.
That's when you have more options.
Because I was the same. I'm the same way at like that. If you tell me earlier in the week, I can kind of navigate my mind like, hey, I'm going to work that double.
Yeah.
You know, I'm that person where I didn't like being told later. I'd rather be like how you throw it out in the universe.
Yes.
And then they're like, there's plenty of people that will give up. Like, you can always pick up later. It's easier to pick up later in the week. But I feel like if you're throwing away, it's better to do it earlier.
I mentioned it because Nick yesterday, where I'm cleaning up. I'm cleaning up for brunch and stuff like that. He's like, ah, you trying to work a double today? I go, no. Fun fact. I was glue guy needed the night covered because he had his nephew's wedding. And he mentioned it earlier in the week, and I said, listen, I'm your last resort. If you're stuck, I won't let you be stuck. I'll work the double for you. And then Saturday night, I mentioned to him, I said, how you looking? He's like, oh, I'm good, da da da. So I said, Nick, if you had at least even asked me yesterday, I was already in that mode
to maybe work
work a double. I have to prep myself.
It is. Yeah. Especially for, like you said, you're working brunch, and that's like an earlier shift than your normal shift, if you're working a normal double. And it's a taxing shift naturally.
Yes.
So you need that mental preparation for something like that.
Exactly.
It's not just at the end of the shift, you want to work, you want to stay here an extra 5 hours. No! I know. I already hate people at this point, okay?
My mind is already set.
Yeah, and I need my shift drink. Leave me alone.
I was dreaming about the espresso martini yesterday.
Yeah, tell me about you. Okay, let's do the last reason. We have fun, social, money, and did we cover the last one?
Well, we said, like flexibility and hours.
The hours and flexibility.
Yeah. No, I mean, I did that. Waking up, going to an office by 7:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You're wiped out by noon.
I know. It's bad.
You're looking at the clock. Yeah, I remember working in an office back in the day, and just at 1 o'clock, you're like, why is time moving so slow?
Time doesn't move.
Not to mention, you don't want to do anything after. You don't want to do anything after. Your whole day's shot. You're just mentally exhausted.
Now, I'm going to tell you about the last office job I had.
No, tell us about it.
45 minutes. 45 minutes. I got this job, and I was like, okay. I sit down and I'm at a little cubicle, and I swear I'm working for hours. I look up, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't do this.
I got a lot of stuff done already.
So I get up, it's 45 minutes in, and I go like this, and I start to walk, right? I don't even have a plan. I'm just walking, and I see the back door, and then somebody says, oh, hey, blah, blah, blah. I go, oh, I'm just going to the bathroom. And there's a bathroom here, and the back door was open, and I looked at both. I walked out the back door, but then there's a bay of windows. So I'm army crawling underneath the bay of windows.
Dedication.
I pop up, go to my car. I was gone. 45 minutes. I can't do it.
No, I can't.
First of all, I don't like working hourly jobs. I like to have I like task-related jobs. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
I mean, like in the restaurant, you know, you're there for your hours, but we're not there for the hours. We're there for the task.
True.
You know, you're working your tables. You're doing what you got to do. I like, you know, like if I'm working on a car, if I'm doing when my dad used to do basements and stuff. So if we got paid by jobs, mm-hmm. and I like that. You know, it didn't matter if we were there for, you know, I don't care about the hours. We were there. We're going to bang out this job and get out.
True.
And my dad loved that. He'd be like, man, you're so much faster than people I bring out. I'd be like, Dad, we're here to do a job, yo. Let's get this done. Let's get it done right, and let's get out of here. He goes, I know.
So tell us about your day yesterday. You worked.
It was a long day. I mean, I got there at 9:15.
Oh, yeah.
I get there early for brunch.
Yeah.
Got to make all the Bloody Marys for everyone.
Got to get that set up.
I know. I mean, it was a quiet start because of the time change. Mm-hmm. You know, so I was like, oh, thank God. You know, it's a calm start. It's going to be fine. You know, we have a lot going on right now in there. And then right when I was like, oh, man, espresso martini time, grandma's pizza time.
Yeah, because we do shift drinks together.
Yes, yeah. We go to the same place. You know, it's like going to be great. I had Paul texting me, hey, Leah's here and got us a pizza. I'm like, oh, this is great. Literally grabbing my bag, walking out. I get pulled in the office. I'm like, oh, my God.
Did you know?
Or... I had a feeling because of what was going on with work with a couple with coworkers. Drama. I'm just like, you know, I felt bad. Like, maybe I should cover that shift for her because I don't want something to happen. But at the same time, I'm like, it's not my problem, you know, type thing.
But then you are that close-knit and you don't want to screw the people.
Yeah, but then again,
like.
I wasn't going to say, no one asked, so I was like, running out.
If she would have approached you on her own, it would have been totally different.
But the one manager who I respect the most there was like, will you do us a solid? And I'm like, I can't say no.
No, you can't say no.
I can't. And then, of course, it's like, oh, it's only going to be for 2 hours. It's only going to be... Meanwhile, I think I left right before 9.
3 hours after the 2 hours.
Those are the 2 Jamaican hours.
Yeah.
I know, and so much happened. There was like a fight with the food runner, like cursing out the manager, and then they were going to call the cops. I'm just like, oh my God, this is happening. Things happening with the other coworker of us, and then a customer that wasn't supposed to be there anymore came back, and then that was another... thing, and I felt bad.
Drama.
I know, I'm just like, oh my God, how much can happen in one shift?
That always happens when I wasn't even...
I wasn't supposed to be here, you know?
I know, I'm like, the wind is literally out of my sail. Like, I'm just like just pushing like just these drinks out, because we were actually busy.
How do you get fired on your day off?
I know. I'm just like, oh my God, I just can't. And the time change, I'm running on an hour less sleep. I'm like, this is not cool.
Give us 3 reasons why being a bartender sucks.
Oh my God. Well, work. Well, I mean, it's like one of those double things. Is I love my coworkers, but sometimes I want to set them on fire.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, literally, there's no in between. Like, these people, like that we were saying before, that should know how this runs, and they run up to the service bar and start screaming this, screaming whatever, and it's like breaking concentration. Just like, does it look like I'm playing checkers over here? Does it look like I'm just standing here? Like, and then meanwhile, his ticket's like the first one in the printer. The other ones are on the floor. So this one just came out. Just give me one beer and I'm out of here. I'm like, stop. Broke everything that I was just thinking about doing.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Now, the funny thing is, you mentioned the hours, but that's a problem for some people. I've never became a bartender because of the hours. I turned into a pumpkin past like...
No, but your place is good, though. Your place is good when it comes to...
I'm talking normal bartender.
Oh, no, yeah.
Let me rephrase that. Yes, where I used to work. Oh, yeah. I mean, you had people coming in last minute.
Yeah.
We took them. You know, we were there till 1, sometimes 2 o'clock in the morning on a regular restaurant, not even like a bar, you know. This one, it's like someone was, 45 minutes late for their reservation, but kitchen was closed. They're like, I'm sorry, we're done.
Yes.
Like, there's no coming in.
45 minutes. But it's my birthday.
Nope.
Yeah, it must have not been too important. You know what I mean? Because,
45 minutes late for the reservation. Bad. And was unbelievable.
It was Saturday night, wasn't it? So we're already like setting up for brunch? Was it that night?
Yeah,
like we're already flipping the restaurant, like doing the stuff we need to do. Like, I ain't even got ice in the well anymore. Like, we're done.
I mean, and your lunch, it sounds like the reservation was already late already.
And they weren't even complete.
Oh,
no. It's not like the gang of them came in and said, here we are. And you could go like, oh, okay, hurry up. You know? No.
Yeah, and we're not that place that you just order a bunch of food and then that's it. Like, it's like a...
It's an experience.
Yes.
Yeah, and you need time for that whole experience.
So, I mean, it's going to be at least 2 hours.
You guys have a dining experience that you're
doing. Yeah, and it happened in 15 minutes.
No.
We're not banging out food.
Nope.
Try getting some oysters.
I'm about to say that. They're getting some oysters. It's going to take you about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy.
No.
I prep my people. When I sell oysters, I tell them, I said, listen, I'm going to put these appetizers in. The raw bar has its own timing. It's going to come when it comes.
Yeah.
You know, because if we're waiting on raw bar and you have your brie over there and the this over there, that's problems.
I mean, they're doing the best they can, but I mean, you have one guy that's shucking all the oysters, you know, and you got to make sure, you know, we don't just throw them on the ice. You know, we're making sure everyone's perfect.
No, yeah. but it's all about presentation. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's not a one-man job, especially for the size of that restaurant.
Yeah.
Ooh. But they make it a one-man job.
So I don't want to put words into your mouth, but yes, dealing with crappy customers / coworkers is definitely a crappy part of it. For me, the hours, but I'm not a bartender, like regular, not at our place. We have an early place, thank God.
Yes.
But
you would say,
yeah, like 2, 3 o'clock. Yeah, no, like 3, 4, you know, yeah. we have friends that come home at 5 in the morning kind of thing. I'm like, ooh, ooh.
And had you worked one of those places, we'd be doing this at night. Because even if it was your day off, you ain't getting up at that time.
No, you're sleeping in.
Nope.
You're recovering.
Yeah.
The recovery is ferocious.
You know, my Monday is a recovery day usually.
Yeah.
From the brunch alone. Oh. I'm like, I don't want to be anywhere near that place on Monday. I don't care. You know?
Oh, the brunch. Funny.
I mean, another bad thing too about bartending, I mean, everyone would know, like your hands, your feet, like you're constantly moving. Opening this, I mean, like my hands are all like cut up, like, and this isn't even that bad. Like, there, I'll have, you know, just opening millions of bottles of wines and liquor, making drinks, you know, running around. Especially that place, you got to do a squat every time you got to grab a martini glass.
True, very.
You know,
physical.
It's a lot of physical. So after a while, like you feel it, like in your wrists and stuff. So wear and tear.
Is you're constantly tipping things?
Oh, especially with our now fantastic
reaching
bottles.
And
my God, they've been giving me. They're trying to kill me. Giving me like the 175s, the liquor company sending us those. So I'm flipping, you know, and I do that long pour, and I'm holding a Hendrix bottle that's probably weighs 10 pounds, like
the
this,
Costco
trying
size.
To like.
Oh my God.
And yeah, I'm like,
you guys run with 175s?
Well, that's what they send us.
Listen, you got to get away you can.
Oh my God.
It's either that or not getting anything at all.
I know. And that's another thing that's bad right now in general, probably. Well, they say it's just us, but anywhere, like inconsistencies, going up to a customer and terrible having to tell them, oh, I ain't got Grey Goose. Oh, yeah, and I don't got any more Grand Marnier, and I don't got any more of this, and oh my God, no more BR Cone. What are we going to do? Like, we look silly, so I hate that part too.
Yeah,
right now. It seems to be consistent recently.
Yeah, it has been, yeah, we're running. A lot of spots are running a little bit low on certain things, absolutely.
So right now, that's a crappy part of doing that.
I have a hard time with that one.
It's, yeah.
Because every time I go out, I'm eyeing this. They're well. I'm like, hey, they have.
I know.
Like, and, well, it's also certain distributors, too, I've noticed. Like, but.
I think it's that and how you order.
Yeah.
So, yes, you're right. You're right. It's a different show.
It's a whole different show.
Well, I mean, that leads me into the next thing. I don't want to say poor management, but like certain management styles can be a wear and tear on a.
On
a bartender, well.
Like a regular, we're not talking about, none of this is what we're representing our
place.
No,
place.
No.
We're representing the overall archetype of bartending or serving and things like that. And I have a lot of people in the business and that are bartenders.
And these are recurring themes.
These are recurring themes for sure.
Yeah.
And the management can be very, the bar is like the first place that they have their hands in.
Yeah.
You know, they'll leave because a lot of times the kitchen belongs to the chef.
Yes.
You know, and depending on how strong that chef is, you're not messing with that.
Oh, yeah. No, your chef ain't a good chef. Won't even let your manager in the kitchen have the
manager
time.
Owner. No, not happening.
Leave.
Yes.
Out.
Exactly.
Plus, they'd be too scared to even JB in there. Kidding me?
Yeah. You don't.
They don't even talk to him. They say, oh, hi. And they run out.
Yeah.
Like,
you don't
want to
piss off your
no, you don't piss your guy off. You don't piss, that's your guy.
So then, yeah.
Let your guy be your guy. Yeah.
Yes. Let your guy be your guy. Stay out the way. Because you know you ain't running no kitchen. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know the first thing.
Yeah. You have no idea.
Yes. Taste the food, love the food, get out the kitchen.
Everybody, I mean, in this day and age, everybody's either seen a Gordon Ramsay show or watched one or something like that.
Mm-hmm. You I was see on how one.
He yells really? At people.
I was on a Gordon Ramsay show. See,
which one?
The Kitchen Nightmares.
Doing what?
I was a server.
Oh my god!
You gotta look it up, yeah. Really? Like back in 2010.
Oh wow!
It was in Fantastic. Boca Raton.
Fantastic. Yeah. You got to show me that
one. Oh,
put that
God.
One in the show notes.
All right. Yeah. I'm telling you, that was a. So I've experienced like nightmare kitchens and nightmare owners. And so we are grateful, I think, where we are now. But I mean, working with the, you know, like we, as bartenders, like you work so hard to make sure everyone has drinks, everyone has cold wine, cold beer, cold, you know, like you're making sure everything flows. And then you have the manager that makes it seem like you're not doing anything. Not now, but like back in the day, like you would have one that was like, oh, like you're just a female bartender. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, like, because especially when.
Your job is so easy.
Yes. It's like, you know, they used to be a bartender, you know. Ooh.
Oh, they just look at the money that you make and think that, you know, you didn't earn it. And not necessarily didn't earn it, but they're look at all the money you made. You're lucky to work here and things like that. Well, I earned this money. I work my ass off. I work long hours and fill the holes of the crap management that you have. Going on here. I had a friend bartender that used to bring his own booze in because he had to fill the gap somehow.
Yeah, because we were running out of stuff. I have a regular that he would bring in his Bacardi. And he'd always be like, do you have Bacardi?
How embarrassing. Wait,
I know, and I thank God. Bacardi? Yeah, because that's all he drinks, Bacardi. He won't deviate and get something else.
Which is fine. You should never run out of Bacardi.
It's like running out of Bud Light.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean, and then sometimes we would run out, and then he'd always keep like a one in his purse, or in his purse, his wife's purse, but you know. And it's like,
we're going out. Bring the big purse.
Bring the big one, baby.
And he'd be like, charge me for it. I don't care. You can charge me for one. I'm like, I'm not charging you for your cup of ice. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
but you know.
And you know what I'm saying, though? It's just like, I get it. But it's just like, you don't have to do that. Like, we have to make sure we have it. You know?
Story time.
Well, where do we want to start? I think I yell at him every week on whenever we're super busy. I'm like, I need to be on that show now. Nightmare customers.
Write it down. Yeah, you deal with a lot.
Oh man, there we deal with too much.
And she's really good at being nice, but then we gotta hear it.
Oh yeah.
She'd be like, she's like, I'm gonna kill that guy. Oh, how you doing? I'm gonna kill this guy. What are you doing to me?
She loves you.
Oh yeah. Because it's just like, you know, the things that happen, I just don't understand how they happen. Like one customer, like we're talking about oysters. One customer screaming at me, like why he ordered his oysters way before this guy got his soup. He just got here and he got his soup. I'm like, sir, there's one guy shucking oysters for the 400 people in here right now.
And soup comes from a ladle.
That's why I said, that's already made sitting back there. Okay.
Yeah.
But like, you have to say it, present it obviously nicely. But that time I think I was kind of stern, you know, like, come on.
Get it together.
Yeah.
Didn't he get kicked out?
No, not that one.
Oh, there's another one?
Yeah, there's a couple of them. Or the ladies on brunch that they get mad, like, when you show them the champagne option for the bottomless brunch. And they're like, well, I want something better than that. I'm like, hey, well, here's our wine list. Oh, I'm not paying for anything extra.
Okay, then you're going to drink and be quiet.
Meanwhile, I'm too deep at the bar. Everyone's screaming at for refills on mimosas. I'm like, well, that's all I got. And I just walked away because I don't have time to, like...
Yeah, want it, don't want it, same price.
Yeah, no, it's like, no. I can't.
Do you get people that ask you for the stone crab included?
Oh my god! No, I had a customer a couple weeks ago. We had those mega
included.
Yeah, because they printed it at the bottom. But this is what happened: guy sat at the bar. He asked for those jumbo colossal, that one that looked like a baby dinosaur arm. You know, it was like a claw. It was massive. It was like $80
included.
They think it's included
with the $80 brunch.
Yeah,
you mean the thing that for the one claw that costs the entire $80 by itself.
Yeah. Yes,
I tell them that all the time. I said, no. The brunch is pretty much the same price as that claw over there.
Yeah.
Well, no, because the guy got it and he's eating it. And he knew it was $80 extra. He doesn't care. He's eating it, but the whole bar's like, where did he get that?
Where do I line up for that?
And also, no, they don't even ask me. They just run to the raw bar and they're looking for it and they come back like, well, I couldn't find that one. I'm like. Where do you go that you think that's, like you said, like your face right now is just like, what do you mean they think that? That's what they thought. I go, well, we have these for $50 and these for $79. They're like, oh, let's think about it. I'm like, you think about it.
Yeah.
But I had to deliver that nicely. But I'm just thinking, what is with these people?
Yeah, brunch is such a whole other situation there. But yeah, they put market price on the bottom.
Mm. Which is fine.
Yeah. But they don't see that part. They just see stone crab.
Yeah.
They don't see the market price part.
They see what they want to see.
They see what they want to see.
And it'd be totally, you know, we get it, like it says, hey, this, if it had a whole different price, now, you know, mm-hmm. it's a part of, and it's an XYZ price on the other side. For $150 more, you can have unlimited of these or some craziness like that.
But you
you're still not going to do it. I'm just saying in general. Do it, yeah. But
yeah. Some people do, though. They don't care. Some people that come in there have the money, but the ones that want to pretend they have the money are the ones that want to make a scene about getting extra free stuff. That drives me nuts. You're at where we work. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
not happening.
What do you mean it's $80 for the brunch? Or they come off the boat. When they come off the boat, there's no buffer from a hostess to tell them.
True.
And they sit and they get, like, I'm explaining.
There's moose.
Explaining the brunch. And
he's gone again.
Oh, yeah. He's done. Yes.
Moose got fired.
I know.
Again.
Again.
Yes.
Yeah. That also is a different show.
Okay. I know. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I just can't with these people that you try to tell them whatever, you know, like, this is what it is. Oh, what do you mean? They think it's, like, out of control that we're paying $80 for this. I'm like, well, you can go down to the river or go, you know, somewhere else.
Yeah.
You don't have to stay here.
Yeah. No, you don't.
You have options.
It just is what it is, because it's a big menu. It's a big brunch. It's
your brunch
a lot.
Is amazing,
and okay. it's value. Yeah. It sounds expensive, but
dude, look at the snow crab. How much it costs at the store? You can eat as much as you want. You don't even get there early.
Yeah, and you know? Oysters. Yeah. I mean, we've never run out.
Maybe
once we've run out of crab.
I got that stone crab for you.
I always pitch the brunch as, if you come in there any day, it's $50 for a dozen. You pay $80 and eat all you want and drink all the champagne you want. So
true.
It's a good, just that alone, if you like oysters, is a great deal.
Drinks, I love it. Food, by the time, listen, now it's not, I used to think it's a lot. Now you're thinking, by the time haven't you gotten people that try to be cheap and say they don't want the brunch, they're just going to drink?
Their tab is more?
Their tab is either equal or more, and they didn't even eat. Because you can't eat anything. If you don't want to do anything, we'll serve you some drinks.
Yeah.
But if you have a French fry, it's $80. Mm-hmm. Okay? So they try to cheap out. Don't
get got either way.
And they got. You know how expensive three drinks are?
And then by the time they had them three drinks, they're going, man, I should have got that brunch. They're looking good. Them French toast sitting over by the bar look good.
Yeah. Craziness. But we're going to have you back on, because this is pretty abbreviated. I know there are a lot of reasons why.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of reasons.
We'll probably do a whole show on being a bartender, the benefits, and the
I know
the
each one has to.
We can even do a whole third show called The Bartender Stories and kind
of. Oh, yeah. Because there's a lot of those.
There are a lot of those.
A lot of those. So, but everyone out there knows what we're talking about. Yeah. Those guests, they know. You know, they know exactly who we were trying to mention. Oh, man.
So, yes, thank you so much. And thank you guys for listening. A great way, if you enjoy our show and you like to support us, share it. Tell a friend that you listen to the Modern Waiter podcast, and it was pretty cool. Also, you can also check us out on Patreon. Danny, where are we at on that?
Oh, it's fine. By the time anybody sees any of this stuff, everything this week, but they won't know that. This will be like a month away from now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Perfect. You can always, I get emails all the time. If you'd like to email me, themodernwaiter@gmail.com. Also a good follow on @themodernwaiterpodcast on IG.
And tell them about YouTube, because this will be on YouTube as well.
This will be on YouTube as well. Check us out on YouTube. I almost forgot. Let me write that down. YouTube.
We will be live.
So you listen to us on the... on your audio podcast, and then you want to know what Ashton looks like, check it out. Come on over to YouTube.
Yeah.
And as Danny would say,
later.
Subscribe. Oh. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villa. subscribe, people.
We'll see you next time.
Later.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.